This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi worth more than 18,000 crore rupees at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. The amount will support 9 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is becoming a global hub in natural farming and its biodiversity is taking a new shape. He said farmers received the benefit of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards.
भारत नेचुरल फार्मिंग का ग्लोबल हब बनने के रास्ते पर है. हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है. देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं. इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है.
Mr. Modi gave a clarion call to the farmers to adopt natural farming practice in 1 acre land in one season and witness the amazing results. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, also attended the event. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi appealed to the public to support the Vocal for Local initiative by purchasing locally made products and strengthening the local economy. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor this evening and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar was elected the leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA legislature party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP legislature party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. Talking to media, state BJP chief Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Nitish Kumar's resignation has been accepted. Mr. Jaiswal said the JDU leader has been appointed as the caretaker chief minister till the oath-taking ceremony to be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna tomorrow. Gangster Anmol Bishnoi was brought back to India today after being deported from the United States. Anmol, who is the brother and close aide of gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, was arrested by the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The agency said US-based Anmol Bishnoi had been absconding since 2022. He is the 19th accused who was arrested for involvement in the terror syndicate led by his jailed brother Lawrence Bishnoi. Several eminent citizens, including judges and retired bureaucrats, have written an open letter condemning the Congress Party and Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for their attempt to tarnish constitutional bodies like the Election Commission of India. The letter has been signed by 272 eminent citizens, consisting of 16 judges, 123 retired bureaucrats, including 14 ambassadors and 133 retired armed forces officers. In the letter, they said the society should demand that political actors stop undermining this vital institution with baseless allegations. The 56th International Film Festival, IFFI, of India will begin tomorrow at Panaji, Goa. This cinematic extravaganza, featuring 240 films from 81 countries, will continue till the 28th of this month. Brazilian film The Blue Trail will be the opening film at the festival. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended over 0.5% higher today, largely led by gains in the IT sector. The Sensex surged 513 points to close at 85,186, while the Nifty advanced 143 points to settle at 26,053. And with that, we end this news bulletin.